Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, listen, I fell for it, too. I don't know if you guys, you don't even have to be on social media, but your kid or nephew or niece or whatever says, check this out. And you see something that they show you, and you're like, okay, wow, that's incredible. That is incredible. And I've learned so many things from these pictures or memes or social media posts. And I'll go, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know, a milk carton has that indentation, the milk jug or the milk gallon container. And it's because if there was, let's say, old milk and gas, it will push it out. And that'll be a sign that milk isn't good to drink anymore. I thought you just read the expiration date and you smell it. But apparently there's, and these sorts of things circulate online. You know how to protect your bananas from darkening and getting soft and overripe and things like that. And so I learned from things. So my son showed me this picture, and I didn't know this was circulating for years on social media, on where numbers came from. And apparently, it looks really logical to me, the post, it was under, I believe, the physics Instagram post. So this came from somebody is putting out real cool physics, scientific type stuff out there. So I'm like, well, I like the source. I like the page. And it showed that numbers were designed and labeled based on the number of angles they had. So when you look and you see a 1, if the 1 isn't just a line, but it has kind of that little angle at the top, like we might see on a typewriter, there's one angle. A 2, if it looks like a Z, has 2 angles. A 3 would have 3 angles. And I put this on my Facebook and my Twitter. A 4 appears to have 4 angles on there, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But 0 has no angle, so it's a 0. So I look at that and I go, wow. And I had thought to myself, wait a second, weren't ancient numbers certain scribbles and things like that? And yeah, but it just looks so darn logical, I believed it. So I decided to look a little bit into it, and no, sadly, no. Now, apparently, earliest century numbers, according to Britannica.com, originated the symbols for the numbers originated in India during the 6th and 7th century. Then they were introduced to Europe through the writings of Middle Eastern mathematicians, especially the Al-Khwarizmi and the Al-Kindi. And that occurred about the 12th century. So I posted and I did a little piece on this. So you could see the curves, you could see a 0 at one point was a dot. In Arabic systems of numerals, the 1 did not have that little baby little angle at top. It was just a line. And in fact, the number 5 was a circle. So at that point, that I'm sorry, but that whole theme or that whole discussion of angles giving us our numbers, not true. When you look at Bengalis, there's an 8 for a 4. So it's all different. It's all, 0 for the most part, pretty stayed standard. 0 was mostly a circle, except for in the Arabic system, it was a dot. But as the numbers developed, some became more angular and some embraced more curves. But no geometric premise, no angles that I know of. If you guys have any other proof, though, please let me know. And I posted this on my Facebook page, Dr. Dolly Show, and Twitter. Pretty cool stuff. But some of you, though, really, really are fascinated with math and numbers, and I am too. So there's a couple things I did find when I was researching this. So 1 times 1 is 1, right? 1 times, or 11 times 11 is 121. 111 times 111 is 12321. 1111 times 1111 is 12343 21, and it goes on. Now, I don't know how the heck these numbers happen, but by the time you get to 111,111 squared, you have a 12345678987654321 result. Not sure how it happens, but pretty cool when you look at it. Another thing that always fascinated me was your multiplication table, especially with the nines. So 1 times 9 is 9, right? 2 times 9 is 18, 3 times 9 is 27. When you look at the 1 times 9, 2 times 9, all the way down, the first row of digits goes from 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The other row goes 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See? 9, 18, 27, 36. The numbers are reversed. The other thing also, they say, is the number obtained will interchange the place value of the digit of every product. So if 1 times 9 is 09, the opposite, I guess, is 90. When you flip it, 2 times 9 is 18. But along the other side, 9 times 9 is 81. 18 is the opposite of 81. 3 times 9 is 27. 9 times 8 is 72. 27, 72, opposite. And when you look at these in the tables, you see the numbers go down. I'm not sure how those patterns happen, but there's these patterns. And maybe I'm just interested in it because of all the talk with UFOs. Finally, another thing that was cool. If you take 9 times 9, add 7, you get 88. If you go 98 times 9, but add 6, you get 888. If you take 987 times 9, but add 5, 8888 is your answer. So you actually get these weird patterns and numbers. I don't know who had the time to figure all this stuff out, but it's cool. I just really wish the whole corner theory was true, but it's not. 1-877-DOLLY. We're going to talk Britney Spears. What's going on with conservative shifts? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So almost everybody knows who Britney Spears is. Some of us know the older Britney Spears. Some of us know the newer Britney Spears. The young Gen Z's love her, think she is amazing. Us older ones, we know she went through some real, real strange times. But I gotta tell, I love the, you know, whoops, I did it again. And then the, oh gosh, not the Hit Me Baby One More Time. There was the, yeah, Hit Me Baby One More Time, My Loneliness Is Killing Me, and now. I love Britney Spears' music. I thought she was fantastic. I never really watched her on the Mickey days. I think she was part of the, was she part of the Mickey Mouse Club? I don't remember. I don't know much. I really wasn't a big Mickey Mouse Club watcher. But, very talented, can sing, dance, act. But there were a couple phases. And this now current phase, she's now 39 years old, so actually going into middle age, and wanting to be freed from her conservatorship. Conservatorship. That has given her father control over her life and her money over the past 13 years. So yesterday she was in court pleading with the judge for her to be freed. Now, some of these heartbreaking details were really heartbreaking. And you're looking at this going, okay, wow, wow. Such as she said she wants to get pregnant again, but they won't let her take out her IUD. And she said, it also took a year during COVID to get me any self-care methods. She said there was no services available. She's lying, ma'am. She says, for a year, I didn't have my nails done, no hairstyling, no massages. So there's a Free Britney campaign. Apparently people want her freed from her conservatorship, and many of you are asking, what exactly is going on? So we'll go to the past, but just to let you know what happened yesterday, she spoke in court to plead with the Los Angeles judge to free her from this conservatorship, where her father, originally I would think it was a father and an attorney, got control, but then it was just her father. And the father is in control of her fortune, and she gets a $2,000 a week allowance. Now, I know we're kind of looking at this going, how is this happening? Because isn't she a multi-millionaire and albums and shows and, But there were apparently let's go through the timeline. I don't really follow too much of what happened, but I remember back in 2006, there was an issue where she was driving in a car while her infant son was on her lap. She had said that she was, I believe, trying to flee the paparazzi, but there was allegedly no paparazzi there. And somebody, photographers outside a California coffee shop, said that they were able to, she said it was a frightful encounter with physically aggressive photographers. But pictures were taken, showed her just comfortably driving with her kid Sean on her lap. So that prompted people to kind of get a little concerned as to what could be going on. Is she doing drugs or what happened? And then in 2007 was when she infamously shaved her head. I think she was at a tattoo parlor and she shaved her head, and people were worried about what could be going on. She had, I believe, gotten married to somebody for 24 hours. I mean, not that unusual in Vegas, but apparently there was, her getting married, and I think the family was worried about the money, and then if that person would, I believe, now have access to her fortune because she was possibly making decisions that could put her in jeopardy. And back in November 2006, Britney had filed for divorce from her then-husband, Kevin Federline, who she had sons Sean Preston and Jaden James. The split was finalized in July 2007, and then there were custody disputes. Now, currently, Kevin has full custody. But there was one dispute that happened allegedly in January 2008, in which Britney was 26 years old at the time, locked herself in a bathroom with the kids, and police had to be called to get the kids out of there. Now, we don't believe she was hurting the kids, but the details, we don't know exactly what transpired. But she was subsequently hospitalized and underwent mental health evaluations. Then she had back-to-back psychiatric holds. Jamie petitioned for an emergency temporary conservatorship. I believe that's her father, Jamie Spears. So Jamie Spears then, after the psychiatric holds, petitioned for an emergency temporary conservatorship for his daughter, who Brittany was his eldest. And the L.A. Superior Court Commissioner, Reba Goetz, approved it. 8 months later, they decided to make the conservatorship permanent. According to media reports, the judge at the hearing at the time said the conservatorship is necessary and appropriate for the complexity of financial and business entities and Britney being susceptible to undue influence. So her dad was named the conservator, attorney Andrew Wallet, wallet, no pun intended, was assigned to be the co-conservator of the estate to help Britney's dad manage all of her financial affairs. 1 month later, she, did a documentary, Britney for the Record, and she felt her routine was monotonous, there was too much control, and she complained of being under these restraints with all the lawyers and doctors, and I believe she later talked about how she didn't like being on the medication she was on. So for nearly a decade, you didn't really hear much about it. In fact, everybody kind of forgot. And 2014 to 2016, I believe she spoke to an investigator, she was concerned that people were taking advantage of her. By January 2019, she announced she was going on an indefinite work hiatus after her father suffered a life-threatening illness. And she said, I'm dedicating my focus and energy to care for my family. We have a special relationship, and I want to be with my family at this time. And then she planned a second Vegas residency, but the residency was going to be delayed. This was in 2019. Then Wallet resigned as a co-conservator. Apparently he was requesting a raise, so now only Jamie, the father, was in charge. By April 2019, Britney checked into a mental health facility amid reports that she was having trouble dealing with her father's illness. And so then there was a whistleblower that said, look, she's being held against her will. And that's where the Free Britney movement came from. An anonymous source claimed to have worked as a paralegal for a law office involved with the conservatorship and left the podcasters a voicemail. This was a podcaster, the Britney's Graham podcast, that Britney was admitted to the facility because she had been refusing to take her medication and was seen driving. That went against the guidelines, and so they say that she was then hospitalized. So there were some claims confirmed. Then there was an article in June 2021 in the New York Times where the paper reported that Britney told a court during a closed-door meeting that she was forced to go to a mental health facility against her will. She reportedly saw it as punishment for making an objection during a rehearsal for her Las Vegas residency, which she had done having a 104-degree fever. So then there was claims that there was mismanagement of money and things like that. There was allegedly altercations. And then we're here now where she's asking to be released. So there's a huge movement now for her to be freed and for her to be able to have control over her body, have control over her decisions. I believe her kids at this point are still not 18, but her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, has full custody. So then the next concern is why do why are these existing? Why do conservatorships exist, and when do you get freed from that? And why isn't it her choice to just spend her money? You know, I know we're concerned about her killing themselves. You know, when somebody is at risk of killing themselves and hurting others, we would, institutionalize. But in terms of, financial decisions and major life choices, at one point is she ruled and deemed to have diminished mental capacity. California law says a guardianship in some states is justified for a person who is unable to provide properly for their personal needs, for physical health, food, clothing, or shelter, or substantially unable to manage his or her own financial resources or resist fraud or undue influence. And the conservator is the one that is then in charge. It's a court-appointed professional or a family or friend. So she can't get married, but the conservatorship has to approve everything she does. And so it's a tricky situation. But I'm like, look, if she wants to spend her money, let her spend it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a deal on infrastructure. That's according to President Biden, who made the announcement with a group of bipartisan senators today. The senators saying it invests in more than just roads and bridges, and saying no one got everything they wanted and everyone had to compromise. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying that a deal needed to be done.
Everyone understands we need infrastructure in this country. It's been talked about for how long, and nothing's been done for two or three administrations. This is the first time that we've done something of this magnitude that truly is directed towards the failing infrastructure we have. My state has some of the worst bridges and roads in the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says images on TV don't do the scene of a building collapse justice. One person has died and at least 50 others are missing. USA Radio News. Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago. Rudy Giuliani's New York law license was suspended by a court that concluded he made false statements in an effort to reverse the 2020 election results. The suspension is pending the outcome of a hearing where Giuliani's lawyers will have the opportunity to challenge the allegations. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we watch a lot of movies on spies and how spies and 007 seduces people and they get all sorts of information. And 007, usually James Bond, he'll usually really like the person. The person will sleep with them because they aren't expected to marry him. They're sleeping with him because they think he's sexy and they just want a one-night, you know, stand sort of thing. Sometimes he sleeps with the bad guy or the other side. Sometimes it's with somebody that ends up being with them at in the last scene of the movie, right? So you think they go off into the sunset and then that's the person that he later marries and has multiple kids with. But sometimes when he does sleep with somebody on the other side, they might give him some deets, right? Some details of the bad guy, indirectly or directly. Or, in A View to a Kill, he gets in trouble for, you know, being where he's not supposed to, and he acts like, well, he was there so he could have sex with the person. So, you know, it's been in the movies romanticized and characterized so many different ways. But what exactly is a real spy story? What do we actually see in terms of a spy story? Well, sadly, we see you go to jail, and we see you get duped. And a 62-year-old Pentagon linguist is now being jailed for 23 years. I'm surprised only 23 years. Because she gave her Hezbollah-linked Lebanese lover a list of U.S. spy names that she had been keeping under her mattress, we're told. Miriam Taha Thompson was sentenced yesterday in Washington federal court, and she said, I just wanted someone to love me in my old age. She never met the guy in person, but she was introduced to him on social media by her Lebanese relatives back in 2019. Now, the man was not named in the indictment, but apparently he asked her to marry him when she retired and moved to Lebanon, and she agreed. So they started video chatting. And they were convinced that once she was able to quit her job, they could be together. Now, she worked as a translator for the U.S. military, and I believe she was in Iraq at the time. She had gotten caught giving classified information to him, who's Lebanese, and I believe was arrested in February 2020. The man promised to marry her and bring her back to Lebanon, where her family was and he was. She was going to retire soon. She was 62. Now, December 2019, that's when the U.S. killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in an airstrike that also took out a Hezbollah leader. She said that her lover was very upset about it and asked her for the names of the U.S. spies behind it. He also asked her for a list of the targets the U.S. were going to pursue next. Now, I'm surprised the translator had that access and that intelligence. I mean, not, she could have been intelligent, smart, but in terms of military intelligence. Apparently, she agreed. She accessed the information at work, either memorized it, wrote it on post-it notes, and then she recited to the man over the video chat. Well, she ends up getting caught. So, giving 8 U.S. spy names and 10 U.S. targets was a no-no. And she claimed that, you know, she really wanted to believe that he loved her. She said, Your Honor, I love this country and I love our soldiers. I did not set out to hurt them or do damage to our national security. She goes, I just wanted to have someone to love me in my old age, and because I was desperate for that love, I forgot who I was for a short period of time. So he sentenced her to 23 years. She's going to be 80 years old by the time she gets out, if still alive. And she said, there's no question in my mind that the offense conduct of, the judge said, there's no question in my mind that the offense conduct to which the defendant admitted endangered U.S. personnel and human assets. Absolutely. This was an actual risk situation, not a hypothetical situation, and therefore it's extremely serious. She was arrested by the FBI in February 2020. She had, again, met him on social media, but family introduced them. She was born in Lebanon, but became a naturalized citizen. According to the government, the Lebanese man, whose nephew was in the Lebanese Ministry of the Interior, told her that he wanted to marry her, bring her to Lebanon. She agreed. And so that's kind of where the relationship started. But I bring this up because I can't say how many people I know get duped because of wanting to be loved. You would think in the year 2021, or her in 2020, that you would have seen every movie, you would have seen every show where somebody lies. And we've learned as a evolutionary adjusting technique to love ourselves and to really believe that we are beautiful inside and out, and other people can see that beauty. I do believe that. But at some point, you need to also be a little realistic. And I know people see, well, you know, there's 62-year-old women with 30-year-old men. You know, and they really love them. Maybe they do. Maybe there are those relationships out there. I don't think they're very common. But because they're out there, people think it's going to be me. We've taught everybody in this nation that the one in a million could be you. You could win the lottery. You could win the royal flush. You could get COVID that kills you. You could, you know, I mean, we trained everybody to think that, don't think you're, you know, you could be that one in a million. And so sadly, it, you know, somebody really shows interest. Now, somebody could say, yeah, I could see right through that. I could tell if somebody's not interested. I think I could, but if they say something like, no, I really am into that, or, oh, I love how you, or they laugh at your jokes, or they do certain things and you just love their touch and you love their attention, you could very easily fall for people. And you could be the most shrewd. I mean, the easiest way to somebody isn't their Achilles heel, it's their heart. And some people, they just want that attention. They want that love. They want to see what they see in the movies, that romance. And to put our country at risk for that, she's a piece of work, and I'm surprised she only got 23 years. But I can't tell you how many people would do even more than that or have done less for that exact same reason. And online lovers have caused that to spike. I wrote a book with my mom on online dating and the risks, the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. And she even fell for that. Somebody, you know, overseas, being very poetic, bringing just enough of her personal characteristics in that to make them feel like this isn't a line. And I'm reading some of the texts. I'm like, Mom, I hate to say this. I mean, I love you, but nobody can love you like this. I mean, no offense, but I love you, and yeah, you're cute, but I'm sorry. You really think this is realistic? Who is this person? Let me research him. And they were lying. And it was heartbreaking, just heartbreaking. But it happens to all of us. So I told my mom, let's teach others. Let's turn around and teach others. So apparently this person didn't get the memo. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This just caught my eye. This is pretty interesting. There is an ant that has the ability to kill a bird. We are being told that it is called the, quote, yellow crazy ant. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been able to remove them from the Johnston Atoll National Wildlife Refuge on a Pacific island because they could kill birds. Apparently, the atoll is in the Pacific Ocean, roughly 820 miles southwest of Honolulu. The last sighting of this, quote, yellow crazy ant, which I don't know if that name's going to continue because somebody's going to find that offensive, was in December 2017, and they originated in Southeast Asia. And they stalk seabirds on the atoll. If I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And how do they kill them? They spray a formic acid on the birds. Causes injuries, can even kill them. Apparently the ant is finally gone, they say. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services said Wednesday that an invasive species known as the yellow crazy ant has finally been successfully removed from the Johnston Atoll National Wildlife Refuge located in the Pacific Ocean, 820 miles southwest of Honolulu. The last sighting of the yellow crazy ant was December 2017, and it was finally eradicated. And I know somebody's going to say, well, don't we want to preserve all species? For some reason, they didn't want this sucker. They said the efforts included 130,000 field hours, 13,000 nesting bird pairs, and more than 10 staff and volunteers of more than 70 acres, which were infested with yellow crazy ants over an 11-year period. And they would stalk these seabirds. Apparently in 2012, a super colony with nearly 1,000 queens almost completely destroyed the bird fauna on the remote atoll. They say this is the first time an invasive ant species has been eradicated on such a large area, land area in the U.S. So that's pretty interesting stuff. They say, to ensure eradication was successful, the teams have been monitoring, searching, and surveying for yellow crazy ants. I'm amazed that that's their name. I am really amazed that that's their name. And I don't know if I would want to be the one to go and see if the ants are still around. Because I don't think I would want to be sprayed on. Apparently this formic acid can cause blindness, cause them to not be able to fly, die. They're known as scavenging predators. They have a wide-ranging diet. They'll eat grain, seeds. They'll even attack and dismember crabs, earthworms, other insects, and something as big as a bird. How did they kill them off? Well, I guess they used two dogs to sniff out the species. Dogs sniff nearly 120 miles without finding any ants. That sounds like my dog. Like, well, you find the spiders, well, you find the dead mice that the cats are bringing in, the dog will find a live lizard. I'm like, thank you. So, apparently this atoll is a refuge for tens of thousands of seabirds from 15 different species. It's home to the world's largest colony of red-tailed tropic birds, and is the only seabird habitat in over 570,000 square miles of open ocean. Not sure how the ant came there. They think it was just unintentionally introduced, and then they became widespread. Apparently, they're all over main Hawaiian islands, cause significant ecological harm to plants and animals. Just don't know how they spray that acid. I want to try to see a video of that happen. I'd really be interested. So also with, you know, on the same note of insects being where they're not supposed to be, apparently there are mosquitoes that are infected with West Nile fever. They've been found in northern Israel. Now, mosquitoes affected with the West Nile fever virus have been discovered in Nahal Yavneel in northern Israel, according to the Ma'ariv. And the West Nile fever is not contagious, but can only be transmitted to a person bitten by an infected mosquito. The Environmental Protection Ministry has requested that the Lower Galilee Regional Council continue to monitor the situation. Now, West Nile virus can be fatal. It's caused by a virus transferred through species of mosquitoes called the Culex and the Asian tiger mosquito. They become carriers by biting infected birds. Most people don't have symptoms, but some can. Get flu-like symptoms, fever, headaches, muscle aches, look like COVID, actually. Small percentage of people could then develop an infection in the brain. That can lead to paralysis, brain damage, and death. So they want people to monitor their water sources, preventing unnecessary flow of water, removing stagnant water, preventing the dumping of waste into bodies of water, removing vegetation that interferes with the flow of water, except in habitats with high ecological values. So West Nile, northern Israel. Rare, but still interesting. The topic of the Olympics and transgender athletes is going to probably come to a head in the next year or two as we have the Tokyo Summer Olympics and then in 8 months the Winter Olympics in Beijing, which nobody's really talking about. I'm kind of intrigued as to what's going on there. But a transgender hurdler is barred from competing in the U.S. Olympics because she failed to prove she can meet the testosterone requirements. U.S. Track and Field will not allow transgender runner Cece Telfer to compete in the women's 400-meter hurdles at U.S. Olympic trials because the testosterone level is too high. World Athletics require transgender women to get their testosterone levels below 5 nanomoles per liter for a span of 12 months before the event. Telfer had not demonstrated that she met the world's athletic conditions by June 22nd, so she will not be allowed to compete. Now, a New York Times profile claimed that Telfer did meet the requirements and did suppress her testosterone for an entire year. Telfer's manager said she would respect the decision, however. Now, Telfer apparently competed for the men's team at Division II Franklin Pierce, but took time off and then came back to compete against women. She won, according to Daily Mail, a national title in 2019. She's 26 years old, but she says she's at a disadvantage because she's 6'2", and that makes her more susceptible to wind resistance than other runners. So what's interesting about what's happening here is there's this debate, and, you know, as women have progressed in being able to compete in sports, I mean, now we have there's women's lacrosse, there's women's golf, there's women's basketball, there's women's, you know, all these sports that women have excelled in. The topic comes up, can transgender athletes cause that progress to backtrack in that a woman's team can only compete and win if they have the help of somebody who might have been biologically male. But, and then the advantage that a transgender weightlifter or transgender runner could have, as men's running times in the Olympics appear to be faster than women's, things like that. So the question that arises, well then, you know, what's fair? What can hurt women's causes? What can hurt transgender's causes? And the back and forth continues. But one way to solve some of those, I guess, concerns is to have standards, maybe of testosterone levels. And whereas if, now, mind you, a woman and a man differ, a biological woman and a man differ by much more than just testosterone. But testosterone is linked to muscle mass, is linked to a variety of athletic enhancements, which is why you're not allowed to take extra testosterone. But are they allowed, is the Olympic Committee allowed to say, look, we're only going to accept people with these levels of testosterone? Now somebody could say, but what if you have PCOS? What if you have higher levels of testosterone medically? Are you being then discriminated against medically? So it is interesting that there is that ruling, and that might make it less subjective and more objective, but I still see there being controversy. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.